I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle.
Is your power back?
Power's back, man.
Okay.
I was ready to get that generator going, and I was just waiting for the Jay Rubs to get home because he's the electrician. I didn't want to blow myself up.
Good call.
Fair. But I had the gas ready. I had the generator ready, and then all of a sudden,
Yeah, because I saw your daughter posted something about going to Poo Poo Point, which I was like, just wanted a reason to say that. But she said that she mentioned that she didn't have power still.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was, I think, around 3-ish when we got our power. And I want to, lots of Damn. Thanks to all the linemen and line people from PSE. These people are obviously working their asses off. And there's, I mean, last time I checked, there was about maybe between 60,000 and 70,000 people without power. I got lucky because there's still people on Mercer Island who don't have power, but my neighborhood is right on the cusp of who doesn't have power.
Oh, that'd be funny if like your next-door neighbor didn't have power, and you could just rub it in.
Yeah.
I don't know what you would do to rub it in.
Yeah.
Turn on your lights.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Turn on my lights.
Turn them on, turn them off, turn them on, turn them off, yep. And then yell out the window, how you like me now?
I'd show hot food just steaming. Hey, look at this. I was able to do this in a microwave.
Put the stereo on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that.
Blow dry your hair.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why.
My sweet flow. Yeah.
Well, the Safeway's got the lights back on by Shaw Road, so that's, I was very excited to see that.
That's cool. Now you can now your life is complete.
Yes.
Yeah.
Still no cable though.
Still really?
Life is weird without it, man. Because like it's no internet, no cable, and no landline, which we never use. So that's not a. I don't even have a landline, but we have a number.
Oh, that's interesting. Because everything came back at the same time. So I had cable. I was watching my shows.
Oh, they teased me too because they set it up where it's like, okay, so we'll send you a text when everything's resolved. And I got the text at like 6 p.m. I'm like, we're in. It's great.
And
nothing.
Oh, man.
So they resolved something, but it wasn't everything. And I don't know if it was like a premature text or something. I get it. We all have those problems.
So you didn't have to like then talk to your wife, did you?
Oh, yeah. We listened to music and talked.
What?
And also played on our own phones because, we still have our phones.
Oh, yeah, you still have cell service.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not a real test until your cable and your cell service goes down.
Ooh, that would be tough.
That would be hard. Vicky would be done. I don't know what Vicky would do. Her life would be over.
Yeah.
I just sleep. I just wait until things were open. turned on again.
She'd hibernate.
I just hibernate.
Go into bed and just hope things will get better.
That and usually I kind of start falling asleep playing on my phone and I don't get as much or as good sleep as I should. So I think I would actually get good sleep if I didn't have the internet.
Oh.
Well, it was just the worst timing though because, yesterday was the start of the NHL season.
Oh,
and I was
right.
All like, here we go.
Well, all you have to do is have it back by today.
That's true.
I mean, today is when the Devils are going to, see the carnage that this season is going to be as they take on perhaps the best team in the history of hockey.
Oh, is that so? Yeah, I did not know that they were playing the Tampa Bay Lightning right now.
Please. Okay. The Tampa. Look, Brandon,
they won the cup.
That's a show. Well, that's a shot at us. I know. Because Tampa's had our number. And you're right. They did win the cup last year. And Tampa has been a thorn in the Bruins' side recently for a while.
Hey, the Canucks won yesterday.
Oh, well, there you go.
I missed out on that.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
Tough life. Yeah, you know, honestly, I'm okay if Cable doesn't come back for today's game because it's not going to go well for the Devils. So I'd rather not have a reason to watch that pile.
Yeah. Well, listen, I have no idea how the Bruins are looking this year. So
Better than the Devils, I bet.
I'm talking out of my butt. I really don't know what kind of game this is going to be.
But it is weird. Like, it's just like, man, is this what it was like back in, like, the Little House on the Prairie days?
You still have your phone, man. You don't have to churn butter or do anything, man.
You don't know, Rev.
I guess you're right.
Laura Ingalls said, no, Dad, I am not going to churn the butter until I watch this TikTok video. That never happened, Steve.
Yeah, it did. That's why the one girl went blind.
Oh, is that
my
why
TikTok
video? Yeah, she's watching too many TikTok videos. Yeah. It wasn't that fire.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what the hell we're talking about.
No, I don't even.
If you're under the age of like 38.
Well, no, yeah, anybody know Little House on the Prairie? No? Nobody knows
Vicky?
It?
I know of it. I've never seen it.
Okay, well, you know what?
What about Stairway to Heaven? Was that the show?
No, Highway.
Seventh Heaven. Highway to Heaven.
Oh, Highway
to Heaven?
Or Seventh Heaven.
There was Michael Landon.
Oh, that was Highway to Heaven. No, she didn't know that either.
No.
What is she watching that show for?
I don't know.
She's a goth kid.
Maybe they covered it on Family Guy.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
But they haven't done Little House on the Prairie on Family Guy?
No, they have. So I know of it. That's why.
Thank
God. And then everyone talks about it. Like,
it's the worst show ever created.
Yeah.
So boring, man.
But then again, I mean, the life of those people were boring. Think about it.
Well, it's because their cable was out.
Yeah, that was the problem.
Permanently.
I don't think the whole book would have been written if not for the fact that the cable was out for such a long time.
I mean, what did they do for fun at the end of each episode? Wasn't like they all just like gathered around like a bonfire and then Michael Landon pulled out his violin and just started playing his fiddle or whatever it was?
In other words, you know, humans got together and enjoyed each other's company. You're right. What the hell did they do?
I like how you made it to the end of it. Like, I always just watched them running down the hill at the beginning. I was like, oh, nope, I got to change this.
Oh, no, you got to get to that sweet violin playing.
No, no, no.
Mom liked the show, so I was stuck watching it.
Oh, and you were the apple of her eye. Your brother didn't have to do that because, you know what, he was already on the outs, right? He wasn't the apple of the eye.
Well, he was out and about, like, with friends and hooking up with chicks and stuff. Like, I was at home watching Little House on the Prairie.
Oh. That does explain a lot.
Yes.
It really does. Well, listen, man.
Hopefully we don't have to slum it for another day.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, and by the way, if you want a sports fix, how about this one? This is cool. Because we got a story about former Seahawk Earl Thomas back in the news for allegedly sending an intimate video of him and his wife to her family.
What? On Christmas.
Oh, well, all right. Well, that's a gift that keeps giving. Steve will tell you all about it.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
If you're hearing an informative newscast right now,
Well, then you must not be listening to PJ and Migs. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks to Advanced Hair Restoration for giving us the Migs Report. And hopefully today you enjoy yourself a nice hot pastrami sandwich because it's National Hot Pastrami Sandwich Day.
Oh, nice.
Which is odd because yesterday I enjoyed a cold pastrami sandwich for lunch.
Where did you get a cold pastrami sandwich?
Oh, what the hell is the name of it? Bien Bakery, I think it's called. B-Y-E-N.
Oh, so was it a previous sandwich?
What do you mean it was a previous sandwich?
Well, how did it get hot? Why was it cold?
Because it was made cold. It wasn't made to be a hot pastrami. It was done different. They do it different there. It's a Scandinavian place. But they have a pastrami sandwich, but it's not like your typical pastrami sandwiches where it's just like an S-ton of pastrami on the sandwich. Take like a couple slices, a couple pieces of cheese, and some lettuce and some mayo. And it's not my typical pastrami style, but it was very tasty.
Okay.
Highly recommend it.
I'll trust you.
10 out of 10.
Have you tried the cookies there?
I don't know.
How do you know about Bien Bakery when he's down south, you're up north?
Wasn't it here in Seattle?
Yeah, it is here in Seattle.
Oh, that's how you know about
it. Yeah.
Where the heck is this place?
I don't know.
Like on the way to Fremont?
I have no idea where it is.
Wow. So you guys are bopping around town and then all the cool joints.
I know.
Wow.
Well, it's good. Cool. I'm just telling you, it's good.
Okay. Well, the bakery looks amazing.
It does look nice. I didn't go there. Sergeant Hairclub brought me the sandwich, so I just ate it.
You know, this story's the worst ever since. So you did absolutely nothing.
I did zero. He just knows I like pastrami sandwiches, and he wanted me to try it to see what I thought.
All right. Vicky, you are
the jury's
legit.
Out. Thumbs up.
All right.
Nice.
Vicky's legit, though. She actually goes places.
I think those baked goods that he brought in yesterday were from there.
I didn't realize that was the same place. They're amazing.
Okay. Wow.
There you go.
That's some interesting. So you got a sandwich yesterday. I got a cookie.
That's right.
I feel like there's a little preference going on here, to be honest with you.
That's right.
Okay, good. All right. I know the person you're talking about, and he's got some splaining to do. I mean, I would have loved a pastrami sandwich.
Well, you know what? You didn't get one.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
So hopefully you win the lottery. You can buy all the pastrami sandwiches you want.
Yeah, well, I didn't win it last night.
Well, today's also another special day today. Maybe you can celebrate this day, BJ.
Okay.
Today's also National... Feast of the Ass Day.
Okay, why? Who has a day? What?
It's not what you think. Today to celebrate the donkeys.
Oh, that
it's
ass.
It's going back to the biblical times because a donkey was believed to have brought Jesus and his family into Egypt after Jesus' birth. So the way that you celebrate Feast of the Ass Day is that typically a girl would ride a donkey into town carrying a baby, or she would be pregnant herself, and a song would be sung by those in the street that she rode. That song being, of course...
Hey,
this is why we're doing this story. That's the story.
It's the only, and then also like to take this to the end. It's a weird transition to go from that then to this Earl Thomas story, because holy smokes.
Oh, is that another Feast of the...
I mean, it's more like celebrate former Seahawk being an ass day.
Okay.
Look, we already know there's been several stories and really weird things. Not only him fighting with teammates in practice, which is what led to him being kicked off the Baltimore Ravens. Also part of why no team wants him on their team. Like the players have talked to, when like one team was thinking about picking him up, a bunch of players rallied and talked to the coach and the general manager's like, yeah, we don't want that guy. You got to be a real pain in the ass for a bunch of egotistical athletes to be like, yeah, we don't want to deal with that guy's ego and that guy's drama. Well, Earl Thomas back in the news again because of an issue that happened with him and his wife right around the holiday season. Apparently, he went ballistic the day after Christmas, where he started freaking out in front of her to the point where she locked him out of the house. They were over at the family's house. He punched the window. His hand was bleeding. The cops were called. And this isn't the first time that she says that he's completely lost it. He's denying all the allegations, and people that are close to him say, oh, they're on good terms. Doesn't sound like it. In fact, there's like a protection order being put out by the wife. But the part that gets even more insane is that he started sending harassing text messages to her on her phone because he decided to go and drink all day on the holidays instead of going home and dealing with the problems that they were having.
This is horrific.
Allegedly, he sent a text not only to her, but also to her entire family, which was a video of him and her getting it on. Merry Christmas.
And what, he wanted to put a little hoe into the holiday? What was he doing?
I don't know. She says he'd send an intimate video of him and me in a group text to my parents and also to our nanny. And to further torment me, Earl sent an intimate video of himself and another woman to my phone.
Okay, then.
Earl sounds like he's fun at parties.
Yeah, he sounds like he could go, he needs to talk to somebody and maybe get a pill or two.
Yeah, well, he has to stay about 400 feet away from her home and also their children's schools, and he's still trying to find an NFL team to sign up with. And, you know, some people are thinking, oh, well, you know, rumor has it Dan Quinn might be picked up by the Dallas Cowboys for a defensive coordinator. Obviously, Dan had him here with the Seahawks, and, you know, Earl wants to be a player for the Dallas Cowboys, as we've learned over the years, so who knows what's happening over there.
You know, at some point, when does the NFL say sorry?
Sorry.
You seem to need to get some help, and if you get some help and we can document it, maybe we'll talk to you, but he needs to go talk to somebody.
It's so crazy to think that, like, you know, during the time when he was with the Seahawks, like, I'm not saying, I don't know, like, was it like the Pete's influence? I don't, or maybe he just wasn't as out of his mind. But up until the very end, like, you just heard of him being eclectic and, like, being really passionate about football, but you didn't hear all these crazy stories.
See, this is not good for football because, as we know, there are advocates out there saying the more you play and the more hits you take
to the head.
Yeah.
This guy sounds like he's fun at work. There's a 32-year-old guy in Pennsylvania who just got in trouble because, well, on his first day at the job, he worked at an Econo Lodge. So day one on the job, what does he do? Takes a bunch of bath salts.
Oh, perfect.
Uh-oh. He injected himself with some bath salts.
Yeah.
And then one of his coworkers, a female, he started kissing her neck.
Oh, that's
She's
not
like,
good.
Yeah, I don't know you. And even if I did, you don't do that. So she tried to get away from him. And while she's running away from him, getting in her car, he chases her while taking off all of his clothes. So then the cops show up and he's completely buck naked.
I can't believe Earl Thomas. Oh, wait. Have you changed
not
Earl Thomas. A new story?
No, yeah, this is the Econo Lodge, the Baltimore Ravens.
It really feels like the Earl Thomas story.
Yeah, he was arrested for drugs, indecent exposure, and assault. No word on whether or not he's been asked to come back to work.
Are you sure it's not the Earl Thomas
story? I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Because it really sounds very familiar. I mean, you know, doing a lot of stupid stuff.
I'm sure Joe's in a good mood because the NBA's back.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you noticed the huge trade that happened with the Brooklyn Nets, with Houston, Indiana, and Cleveland. A massive blockbuster deal.
That's a...
The big talk of it is that James Harden got a place for the Houston Rockets. He's been wanting off that team for a while now. Finally got his wish, and he's going to be playing in Brooklyn so he can play with Kevin Durant.
I don't know if you've seen pictures of Harden, but he put on a bunch of weight.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, so there were rumors that he got the Olive Garden pasta pass just to spite the Rockets until they traded him.
Oh, wow.
Well, it worked.
Yeah.
And the crazy part is not many people, I think, in Houston are going to miss the guy except one line of business, and that's the gentlemen's clubs. Apparently, the strippers are not very happy that he's been traded.
Oh, sorry.
Here's why. One night at a Houston strip club, he spent $1 million.
Okay.
That strip club retired his jersey. Like, they have his jersey hanging in the club because he spent $1 million. Could you...
That wasn't making it rain. That was a tsunami.
Right.
Wow.
I mean... I'm sorry. If I play with James Harden, he's like, hey, I'm thinking about going out tonight. You want to join me? Yes. The answer is yes all the time.
Yeah.
If he's dropping $1 million when he goes out.
You're having a night.
Holy smokes. The best part is yesterday when everything was being talked about him being traded. And so a bunch of people were joking about, hey, the strippers are going to miss him. One person put a meme that said Houston area strippers are going to miss him now that he's leaving for Brooklyn. And he liked that meme.
Well, you know what? You got to love a guy that knows what he loves, and he embraces it.
Well, you know, luckily, I think in Brooklyn, there's a couple of gentlemen's clubs. I'm sure he can make some new friends and win over the girls over in Brooklyn, New York as well.
All right. Well,
good luck, James Harden.
Good luck, Nets.
Putting in his last name, I think.
Oh, right. I see what you did there.
Remove the EN on that jersey that's hanging in the club.
Yeah.
All right. Weather, 52 degrees. We're going to see some sun today. Thank you, Puget Law Group, for giving us the Migs Report, and that's what's up.
So there's a Reddit post going viral right now where there's a woman who posted about her husband's very bizarre technique to cool off hot pizza. Because, I mean, that sometimes is a problem. Only the problem is I want it in my belly quick, and I can't get it because I'm going to burn every part of my mouth off.
Oh, dude, I think about, like, you know, going like that Dino's Pizza in Capitol Hill when Ted and I have gone there before we went back in the day when we could sit inside of an establishment, and they bring it to you at the table, and they always say, caution, it's hot. But, like, your mind is just like, I need to eat this. It's in front of me. And you take that bite, and you just burn the top of your mouth.
Yeah. So this dude's found a method. Now, is this a good method? He runs hot pizza under cold water.
What?
And then he eats it.
Why would you do that?
This woman says, in college, my husband and I would make oven pizzas, and he would run his slices under the water fountain to cool it down faster. He says it didn't change the taste, and it was still good. My husband is still doing this today. She posted a video to prove this. And, Yeah, the internet's going crazy.
She needs to divorce him.
Yeah, the internet's going insane.
I'm watching the video. There he is. Yeah, he's just running it under cold water. Dude, that takes away all the crustiness. It makes it soggy.
Yeah, it's a soggy pizza. What the hell?
I really hate him.
The only thing I can think of is, does the cheese act like a rubbery substance that basically repels the water and it doesn't get to the crust to make it soggy? I've never tried it. I don't want to call the guy crazy. I'm with you. I would think it would get soggy. And who likes that? So what if the cheese actually acts as that the water bounces off it so it doesn't get to the crust?
Look, I'm making like an effort in my life to not like say I hate things, I hate people. I'll quickly correct myself. Be like, no, I don't really hate that. I just dislike it right now. I genuinely hate this person.
Oh boy, you're not doing a good job. You've already ruined that.
All right, maybe I don't hate him. I hate what he's doing right now to his pizza.
Still, there is a resolution.
Damn it!
Maybe you know what? You strongly disagree.
I severely dislike him and his pizza.
There we go. That's it.
How do you do this? Why would you do this?
Well, you turn the water on.
No, I understand.
And then take the pizza run.
See, like if he did something like, I don't know, put it in a Ziploc bag and then like put it under the water that way, I could maybe see it because then you wouldn't get soggy pizza. But this seems ridiculous.
It seems ridiculous unless you really like him, do it, and realize there is no change to the taste because somehow the water doesn't.
I don't even want to try, but it doesn't stay
in the pizza.
I don't even want to try to find out.
You don't even want to try one little piece to find out?
No. Why would I want to waste a slice of pizza that I could eat and enjoy?
Well, no, you take somebody else's who got a pizza you don't like. You know, they got like anchovies and go, I'll try yours and see if it works.
Yeah, this guy, I mean, I don't understand why this guy has to hate like everyone by posting this video and like make us all sad. I feel like we could all like have our arguments about pineapple on pizza. We could all have our arguments about whatever on pizza. But I think can we all agree that this is stupid?
I don't. You see, I will not call something stupid until I try it myself because I don't.
Get us a pizza.
Yeah, I have to try it because look, what if he's the, if everybody assumes something stupid and he just for some reason didn't have that circuit in his brain and he tried something that immediately allows you to eat pizza without changing the flavor of it and it's cool?
It's going to be soggy. It's going to be soggy.
I know. See, that's assumption, my friend.
No, that's just intelligence. I know.
Okay.
Okay, maybe not.
Yeah.
One person's right. This pizza dude's crazier than Earl Thomas.
Oh, wow. Ooh. That's saying a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, so is he running the water on the crust part or the toppings part? Because the toppings are going to fall off.
The toppings
Everything.
Yeah, he just like looks like he just like slides it under. Yeah. He doesn't keep it under too long, but it's just too much.
I hate him.
Right. See, I mean, you guys, I get what you're saying. It seems like a crazy thing to do to ruin the consistency of pizza.
You can look at that.
I'm seeing him. Okay. Yeah. He didn't do it long, and he says it cools it off.
Oh, no.
You don't do that.
You just don't do that to pizza.
It's dripping water.
Well,
that's pizza.
I don't want watered down pizza.
When you take a piece of pizza, do you immediately take a drink, or do you wait?
I wait. I don't. Yeah, I chew and then.
Because
take a drink.
That's a personal question, BJ. You're asking, but if you really want to know, I typically don't drink anything until after I finish eating.
That's right. You're not a drinker until you're done being an eater.
Yeah.
I know when I put something in my mouth that's too hot, I immediately look for a beverage to cool it down.
I like what this texture says. That's what ranch dressing is for. Yeah, if you really want to get to that pizza before it's cooled off, dip it in something.
I'm curious. Ooh,
ranch.
See, it says that like they did this in college, but I wonder if he's been doing it since he was a little kid and he just got used to the taste. And like, there's just weird stuff you like as a kid that doesn't make sense. It kind of sticks with you until adulthood.
I think it's funny that all of you are making the assumption that this actually doesn't work without affecting the flavor. Like, you can't put it in your brain that it would work.
It's not so much
I know
the
water
flavor.
And I know pizza, and I know that they're not meant to be together.
They're not meant to be together. Feel like they use water to make the pizza in the first place, don't they?
So they used to put shredded cold cheese on top of hot pizza so you could eat it right away. That was a thing in Plattsburgh,
New York. That's a good idea. Plus, you get more cheese.
Dude, there was a restaurant in Plattsburgh, New York. It was like an all-night, not all-night, but it would stay open until the bars closed, called Pizza Bono. And you would go there drunk on like 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning, line out the door. It was like the most popular place to go. And you would get the cold cheese pizza. That's what they called it. And you'd get a slice, like a big-ass New York-style slice of pizza. And then they would just take a hunk of the cheese that's not cooked. After the pizza's cooked with cheese on it, but they would take that hunk of cheese and just drop it
on top
of the pizza.
That's a brilliant idea. I've got to remember to ask for that. I think that's because that seems like the perfect solution. Cool it down, and you give more of what you want, and you're not putting water on there.
Right.
So you guys won't want to hate this guy.
It's the best, dude. Yeah, so check it out. There's the cold cheese pizza.
See, I want that.
Why you do a Google image search.
Does anybody else do that around here? How come?
I've never heard of that.
Why would Plattsburgh be the only one trying something like this?
I don't know any other place other than Pizza Bono that's done this.
Oh, I'm going to have to ask, like, next time I go into Mod Pizza, go, here's what I want to do. Is there any chance that you guys will do? Because they do anything
I mean, I'm sure they would. I'm sure there's other pizza places across the country that have done it. The only one I've ever seen do it where they talk about it.
I've never even heard of it until you.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, just look at that. All that.
Oh, dude, you don't know, it's so good. You had me at more cheese. I mean, I don't care what you do. I mean,
and then on top of it, when you're drunk, it's like the greatest thing ever created.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
What year of the early 2010s was Charlie Sheen fired from Two and a Half Men?
2011?
Yes.
Winning.
Can you believe, like, it's 10 years ago that happened.
10 years ago when he had that crazy meltdown.
That's insane. It's been that long.
I was banging 7 gram rocks and finishing.
Wow, 10 years since Charlie went off the rails?
I have one speed, I have one gear. Go.
Wow. Man. Oh, I remember those days.
I expose people to magic. I may forget about them tomorrow, but they'll live with that memory for the rest of their lives, and that's a gift, man.
Oh, I miss you, Charlie.
Duh.
Oh, man. Yeah, you want a shot at beating Steve, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. What's the difference between filing for bankruptcy and credit counseling?
Credit counseling is a useful process in some circumstances, but it does show up on your credit. In fact, from a credit scoring standpoint, credit counseling shows up just like a bankruptcy, so it's going to affect your credit as negatively as filing bankruptcy. In credit counseling, the idea is that a credit counselor works with your creditors on your behalf to try to lower interest rates or work out payment plans with your creditors to pay back your debt over time. In credit counseling, you almost always pay back 100% of the debt, sometimes at lower interest. And of course, some creditors will participate in that process and some won't. So you're usually left with kind of a mixed result with credit counseling and, of course, a high payment.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.